It's Volunteer Appreciation Day. The MyFM Newsroom is featuring Sharon Shala, a longstanding volunteer with Valley Animal Rescue.
Sorry, how long exactly has it been since 2012 you've been with?
Yes, the rescue itself started in 2012, and I came on board with the rescue in September of that year as a foster, and I fostered a beagle that year. And that's pretty much where it all started from, and then I didn't look back.
In 2012, so Valley Animal Rescue was new that year?
Yes.
What drew you to Valley Animal Rescue?
I would say my love for animals really is what attracted me.
So have you always loved animals, like even as a kid?
Oh, yes. I always had either a turtle, a goldfish, a guinea pig, a hamster, cats. I had a couple of dogs, but yes. So I would say pretty much from when I was probably able to walk, I had some kind of animal.
And a big variety, too.
Yes, yes. I had budgies, too. Yes.
Oh, that's
I also had budgies.
Now we're talking, reptiles, cats, dogs. What do you enjoy taking care of?
Oh, gosh, it's so hard because I love them all, but I guess if I was to lean more towards owning an animal now, it would be a dog. And I do have a rescue dog that I adopted from Valley Animal Rescue. He is a Jack Russell Chihuahua. His name is Luca, and he's my best little friend. Then I have fostered probably about 6 or 7 dogs over the years. 3 of those have been beagles, which have always given me a good run for my money, because it's surprising how fast a 12-year-old beagle can run when it really wants to. I'm allergic to cats now, unfortunately.
Really?
Otherwise, I would be fostering cats too.
But nonetheless, you still love your fuzzy little friends.
And dogs don't bother me. Yeah, I'm fine with dogs. I don't have any allergic reaction to dogs, so.
And of course, talking here because we're talking about kind of the significance of volunteering. Approaching 14 years now,
mm-hmm.
with Valley Animal Rescue, it's a lot of your personal time to be giving, not only at the location itself, but also you're fostering the animals, so you're bringing them home. What motivates you to be giving up all this time for these little guys here?
I would say because the need is so great. Things were bad. When I say bad, I mean the need was great before COVID, but it became even more greater, if that's a term I can use, became greater after COVID. I think probably most of us know someone who thought that during COVID would be a good time to get a pet. They were home. And then after things opened up again, people's lives came back to mostly normal, with working and kids being in hockey, sports, whatever. A lot of people realized that either A, they didn't have enough time for this pet. Of course, with the cost of things as well going up, it was being able to afford this pet. And so it just kind of kept snowballing until there's actually quite a crisis of animals in need now. Shelters are full, rescues are full. So I think what really drives me and keeps me here is that the need is so great. It's not getting any better, which is sad. And sadly, animals are being abandoned. They're being abandoned on trails. They're being abandoned outside of shelters. We've taken dogs in that have been tied to a pole somewhere.
Now, I was talking with, was interviewing a volunteer this morning with the Curling Club.
Mm.
And he said one of the most amazing aspects of volunteering is what you also get back.
Yes.
Tell me, what have you received, in your time volunteering?
Yeah, yes. Well, it definitely isn't all giving. There is receiving, too, and I do get a lot of joy out of this. It's very satisfying to see an animal go from maybe being, scared, not wanting to go to people, and then once they get into a loving foster home, they open up and they become a very valuable and loving family member. but it is very rewarding to be a part of that. And as the dog coordinator, I take that from start to finish because I do intake, but I also do the adoptions.
I was curious about that position. Tell me more about that.
Okay, so as dog coordinator, I am the first contact when either someone is looking for a dog or we are looking to take in a dog that is in need of rescue. And so then that's the starting point. I need to get that animal vetted to make sure that it's healthy enough to go into a foster home. All our animals get vet checked and they get their vaccines brought up to date. And I also look for the foster then, who will be suitable for that foster animal. Then we get the animal's vetting completed, and then once that animal we feel is ready for its forever home, then I also accept the applications for that animal, and then choose the forever home.
You're pretty involved in the whole process then?
Yes, pretty much from start to finish.
And do you enjoy that?
Yes, I do. Sometimes it can be overwhelming if I have several adoptions on the go. But I do enjoy it. It's where you're actually hands-on, getting your hands dirty and getting right in there. And you know, I take the animals to the vet appointments if I'm available. If not, I have wonderful fosters who take them to their vet appointments, and I often accompany the foster. Sometimes I deliver supplies as well, so it gives me a chance to visit with the foster and their foster dog.
Now, you said that more and more animals have been coming in, not only just with you guys, but with all the other animal rescues throughout the whole valley.
Yeah.
Would more volunteers benefit, like help out the situation, or is it more, you need more families to be adopting?
Both, actually. We need more volunteers to help us with all the tasks that we do. You know, fundraising is a big task for us because we do not receive any kind of government funding. We are mostly dependent on donations and fundraising other than the adoption fees that we charge for our animals. But the adoption fees in no way ever even come close to what we spend like on an animal, you know, and our adoption fees are pretty low. I mean, low in comparison to, I would say the general fees out there, but definitely always volunteers and then fosters because we can't take in an animal without a foster home. You know, and we don't have a building, a facility anywhere. So without a foster home, an animal does not have anywhere to go. Yeah, so we're always looking for fosters, cat and dog fosters.
It's a pretty interesting and unique situation too, because it's almost like the foster families are all like volunteers in themselves because
yes.
They're taking in.
Oh, for sure they are. Yes, there are all our fosters fill out a foster application and then they fill out a volunteer waiver just like all our other volunteers, whether you're at an event or a barbecue, because they are volunteers as well. Of course, they are volunteering their time, they're giving their home. They often, you know, are driving to appointments, they're giving up their gas, their vehicle. So definitely, I mean, the fosters are probably, well, they are our biggest group of volunteers.
For anyone that might be interested in helping out Valley Animal Rescue, either as a foster or volunteering with the organization directly, what message do you have for them to maybe finally get on board?
Please don't be afraid to reach out to us through our email or our Facebook page. Email is the best way. You're certainly welcome to ask questions. It doesn't mean that, you know, we're going to try to lasso you right away and get you on board. We're always happy to answer questions, and if you're not ready right now, we're happy to give you the information that you need now to think about it and maybe even bring a friend along.
Thank you for listening to 96.1 MyFM. I'm Mick Horvath.